Welcome to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW as a part of Morning Edition for Friday, August the 19th. My name is Paul Foster. Our topic, the Brevard-based organization Muddy Sneakers, a nonprofit group that focuses on children. Who they are exactly, what they do, and some recent big news will be discussed with our guest, Muddy Sneakers Executive Director Ryan Olson. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about Muddy Sneakers, its purpose and intentions.
Muddy Sneakers is a very unique science-based environmental education organization that works to help supplement the public school curriculum and really the educational experience for fifth graders specifically. That is done through partnering with the school to ensure their students have anywhere between 6 and 10 full days of outdoor learning in close proximity to the campus, each day focused around a different key science topic as dictated by the North Carolina Essential Science Standards, which is the state public school curriculum. And Muddy Sneakers began out of the idea that the students in Transylvania County, our home county, were not fully engaged in having the opportunity to learn hands-on in these tremendous natural resources, these public lands and conservation lands that just surrounded the town of Brevard and Pisgah Forest and Rosman. In 2008, the spring of 2008, the program was piloted with two schools, Pisgah Forest Elementary and Brevard Elementary. We took a risk on a completely unproven program, had a wonderful experience, and then word of mouth spread from there. This year, in the fall of 2016, we're now going to be serving upwards of 25 schools across Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina. That includes 8 counties and over 1,600 students, each of which, again, is continuing to participate in 6 full days, at least upwards to 10, spread across the school year. And those are days they never see the inside of a classroom.
Would you remind our audience, and we hear this quite often these days, but for those of us that have not been in a classroom in a while, when we talk about the STEM curriculum, what exactly does that stand for?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, math. And sometimes you hear STEAM, where they've added the A is for arts. It's the biggest focus right now, I'd say, in addition to probably Common Core, nationwide in public education, trying to address the need in the United States to improve science, to engage more girls in science, an issue that's been around for years. Obviously, the E, the engineering, and the T, the technology, those two words in the acronym probably get the most focus when you hear about STEM and lots of computers being bought and new laptops and iPads, and all of those have a purpose. Muddy Sneakers believes we're very much a part of the STEM movement as the core science, the core S in the acronym. And really, for Muddy Sneakers, we believe we're working at an age, that 10 to 12-year-old, where it's so critical to start to develop a love of science and also a love of inquiry, wanting to explore, wanting to learn more, learning that it's okay to not always come up with the right answer, but to understand and appreciate the process. And so we think that the timing of that movement is really ideal with the growth of this organization because it's something we feel like we're a part of. And I think most schools, school districts, and even state departments of education or public instruction all realize that a core part of solid STEM learning experience throughout the elementary, middle, and high school is hands-on learning, experiential learning. And obviously that's what Muddy Sneakers is rooted in.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. We're discussing Muddy Sneakers, the Brevard-based organization, a nonprofit group. The executive director is our special guest, Ryan Olson. Ryan, let's now talk about some recent big news for the group. It involves some needed dollars that I know will be well spent and even involved North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory.
Well, it's exciting news for certain. Coming into spring summer 2016, we spent a lot of time in Raleigh trying to lobby for an appropriation that would allow our program to prove its portability, to show that what has been so successful and beloved by these Western North Carolina schools that are participating should benefit more schools around the state, and that the model of Muddy Sneakers can be transported to the Piedmont. It can be transported to the coast. It doesn't need to just live in areas where, like a Brevard or Asheville, where you have these immense public lands around you. That was an exciting effort. It resulted in a significant appropriation of $500,000 by the North Carolina legislature, and it was generally well received upon presenting, and I think that the legislature understood this is a program that they could hang their hat on because it provided schools the opportunity to choose to be involved should they so desire, if they think this is a good thing for their science needs. And where we plan to take this funding is to open our second field office, our first true test of portability into the Piedmont region. We're narrowing down where that's going to be right now as we speak. In the next few weeks, we're going to have an announcement of where we're going. We'll look to serve right off the bat 1,000 more students in the Piedmont region. We're also going to add upwards to 300 more students in Western North Carolina in counties we don't currently serve. That may include Yancey, Mitchell. We'd love to go further into Rutherford and or McDowell County as well, a county we've been in for a few years.
I'm thinking that Muddy Sneakers helped start this in school for the student, taking the classroom outside. They take that home with them. Maybe they start thinking about being outside more often, getting involved in discovery, not so much time with television or video games.
Well, and that's something that we get asked routinely. What are you hoping to accomplish with these students? And I think when you work at fifth grade level, there's so much more to come. We believe fully in the idea of a pathway of learning and that there needs to be additional experiences after fifth grade. Muddy Sneakers isn't sort of a silver bullet to get a kid engaged in the outdoors or in the natural world, but we think it's a great place to start if they haven't already had those opportunities. We want to hopefully be educating future engaged citizens and citizens that are going to take part in the natural resources to recreate a place of solace, a place that is of benefit to their community. Really just be group of engaged citizens that hopefully some will go on to pursue the field of science. The spark will be lit through a Muddy Sneakers-like experience that will then be nurtured and furthered throughout their educational progression.
If somebody is interested in learning more about Muddy Sneakers, perhaps they want to get involved. I don't know if you accept volunteers. How could they get in touch with the organization?
As we grow, the need for additional volunteers and assistance grows with us. www.muddysneakers.org. That's our website. It's got great information, and volunteers can find links there to get involved. What we found is that some schools really need assistance, having additional chaperones, having local support where we serve.
Taking the classroom outdoors and enabling children to learn so much about STEM education in their own backyard, Muddy Sneakers. Ryan Olson, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
The Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW is also provided as a podcast. Visit our website, wncw.org. This is Paul Foster.